All right, we were going to have that guy on. What's his head?
Vincent.
I'm right here.
Vincent Cleary?
Different Vin.
I'm right here.
He's the guy in Torrington who had the neighbor with the garbage all over the place and everything. Mm.
The blight.
Blight.
Yes.
And we had Mike Cerulli from News 8 jump in.
Uh-huh.
And Mike, what did you do? You contacted a couple of state reps?
Yeah, honestly, I didn't do as much as I would have liked to do here. I had been up at the state capitol. They're obviously in session up toward the end of the session right now, so there's a lot going on. So I was, I went up to the two state reps from Torrington. I was like, hey, what's the deal with what appears to be a pretty annoying neighbor in a town that hasn't maybe done enough for them? And both of them, you know, met and talked with Vince. And looked into the situation, and lo and behold, Vince texted me the other day. He goes, "Hey, by the way, overnight, not all, but you know, he said something like 95% of the blight was removed." So,
oh, wow!
Well, there you go. I don't know what happened.
But, well, you did your job.
Yeah, results, that's a high number, man.
Nice.
That's awesome.
So another TV station went out there, covered it.
Uh huh.
And then you know, like most people, they're busy, and they, you know, you go on to the next 100 stories.
Yep. Right.
And then we had him on, and we were like, this is ridiculous. There's a blight enforcement officer who's clearly doing nothing. Something's going on here.
Yeah.
We put Mike on it. Mike did more than just show up with a camera. He actually called people who can get the beehive going.
Yeah.
And look at this.
Damn,
it's like
man.
Mostly cleaned up.
Wow.
So
wow,
very, very cool.
Job. Nice, man.
Well, I got to follow up on it just to make sure that this is, you know, not some fluke or anything like that. I got to make sure that it's... but you know, the right calls were actually made. Cause like I said, I really don't know. He just texted me and he was like, hey, this stuff was taken care of. So I got to figure out what exactly happened and then kind of make sure that, you know, the problem has been dealt with there. But,
if your title is the blight enforcement officer of a town,
right.
And there is a yard full of garbage, get off your backside.
Seriously. Yeah. Man, that's called blight. That's called blight.
The definition.
Time to do your job.
Right.
It doesn't seem like it's going to get any clearer who's supposed to be on top
of
that.
This is your thing.
Right. Yeah.
That's
yeah.
you. That's you.
All right. So, hey, I know you don't want to take credit, but it was...
You had something to do with it.
Yeah, for sure. Making noise.
You didn't just show up with a camera. You started making phone calls. So thank you for that.
Yeah, man.
Well, thanks for bringing it to my attention. And if anyone else has anything like that, would love to dig into it for him.
Oh, hold on. He's calling in now.
Oh, cool.
Hold on.
Da-da-da. Here we go.
Was his phone, like, covered in blight?
You couldn't find it.
I don't know what happened.
He couldn't find his phone. Find the phone. Oh, there it is.
Is he calling the right number?
Yeah, I don't see it.
God, this is killing me.
I want to know what happened.
Now I'm going to go throw like a old typewriter in his yard.
I got a whole bunch of tires I can put in there.
I'm kidding, Vincent.
Let's all create the blight.
All right, I can't wait.
Yeah.
There he is.
There
it is.
Where is he?
Is that him?
Says the line's ringing.
On what line? I don't know what.
¿Qué es esto?
I'm going.
Yeah.
Our work is done here.
You see how fast I go from wanting to help someone to wanting to murder them? That was like 15 seconds.
That's a different kind of officer.
I watched it spin up so fast, like from
no, but
zero.
It's like, all right, you're supposed to be on now, and then you're not. Okay, we're going to move on. And it's like, oh, wait, I'm calling now.
Right.
Where's the call? I don't see it. Hold on. Are you Vincent? Hello? Okay. Hello?
Yes, sir.
You're Vincent?
Hello, I am Vincent.
Hey.
Hi, Vincent.
I'm sorry about that.
Oh, that's okay. You know, we have nothing to do.
I'm sitting here, the phone on my lap, and it's not going off. I just picked it up, and I saw WPOR. I don't know what's wrong with the phone.
I've had that happen.
Yeah.
Where the call goes right to voicemail. All right, so you're on now with Mike Cerulli from News 8. What happened?
Hi, Mike.
Did they clean it up because Mike got involved?
I believe so, yes.
Yeah.
I woke up Saturday morning, excuse my voice, and it was cleared. And most of it was cleared out. I was kind of shocked. I woke up, looked out this picture window, and instead of seeing trees, I saw trees instead of trash.
Oh.
And it's kind of shocking, but all the stuff that was, the palette, the original palette is still there. But I have to say that I'm grateful for Mike Cerulli, my state senator, state rep, because all these guys
and?
Are guessing combination.
And?
And WPLR.
Yeah, yeah. All right, thank you.
Oh, don't thank us. Yeah, don't. Oh, nothing.
No thanks necessary.
Somehow you guys in combination shook a tree in the town of Torrington because it all kind of like ended. Not all. There's still some trash there, but now that all the foliage is back in, it's disappearing.
That's great.
Nice.
Slightly each and every day. And
good.
I can only say thank you because it was a mess. It really was a mess.
Again, no thanks necessary.
Yeah. But thank you. Continue.
I'm sorry about the phone. I don't know what happened.
No. That's fine. We're glad. And Mike didn't want to accept any thank yous until he heard exactly what happened, and it sounds like those phone calls made a world of difference.
Yes.
So
they made a world of difference, and hey, I'm grateful. I really am grateful.
Keep us posted, because you know what happens. You get your kid to clean up the room.
And then a backslide.
Yep. Yeah, so keep us posted.
We're going to watch for that.
Okay. You're going to have to be pain in the ass neighbor now.
He's a hall monitor now. Yeah,
you're
exactly.
A hall monitor.
Get the blight deputy. Yeah,
get the doorbell camera. Just record.
Oh, there you go.
Record right. The pilot.
I have six cameras around my house.
Nice.
Yeah.
He's ready.
Six.
I feel bad for this guy. You want to go home and relax, and you go home, and you're next to a dump.
Yeah,
not good.
You know, and they were throwing stuff over the fence into his yard.
Yeah, can't do that.
When they go to cut the lawn, I got to throw rocks back into the woods because they throw rocks and sticks over here. These are two guys in their mid-30s. They don't work. Can you put that together? They don't work.
How do they
come out at night?
How do they live?
I would imagine they're off the state assistance, welfare. I don't know.
Wow.
Male prostitutes, never know.
Yeah. But it's really
Mike, you hearing all this?
I heard male prostitutes.
I knew he would.
That's not what I meant.
I knew he would.
So I meant you heard that your calls made a difference.
I don't. But we don't believe that's an official part of the story.
I knew he would.
Yeah, I'm writing that one down right now. I'm going to have to run this one again.
Boy, now AJ's influencing the story details.
It's alleged male prostitutes.
You never know.
All right, I got to go talk to Joe LaChance. Mike Cerulli, great job, man. Thank you.
Dude. Thank you.
And Vincent, we're happy for you.
Yes.
Yes, absolutely.
Thank you for letting us help.
And good luck.
Thank you.
All right. All right.
And see? Another job well done.
Another job well done.
Yes, yes.
See, this is what we do well. We point out things.
Yes, we do.
And then ask people to do stuff.
Exactly. We're directors. We're directors.
We're complainers. Right. We're nudges.
Right.
Yeah, it's easier to do it that way.
With the squeaky wheel getting the grease.
Why do all the work when you can have someone else do it for you?
Thank you.
Busy, you know.
Right, got things to do.
Complaining about things.
Sleep.
6 months from now, you could be running a 5K, booking that dream trip, or seeing thicker, fuller hair every time you look in the mirror. Through Hers, you can get dermatologist-trusted, clinically proven prescriptions with ingredients that go beyond what over-the-counter products offer. Whether you prefer oral or topical treatments, Hers has you covered. Getting started is simple. Just fill out an intake form online, and a licensed provider will recommend a customized plan just for you. The best part? Everything is 100% online. If prescribed, your treatment ships right to your door. No pharmacy trips, no waiting rooms, and no insurance headaches. Plus, treatments start at just $35 a month. Start your initial free online visit today at forhers.com/talk. That's forhers.com/talk. Compounded products are not FDA approved or verified for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.